times are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The following program is pre-recorded. The following program is pre-recorded.
This is the best of the Officer Tatum Show.
As you enjoy Thanksgiving weekend with your family and friends, please remember my annual campaign for Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree. For just $25, you can bless a child who has a mom or a dad in prison with a personalized Christmas gift and the gospel. Or $125 will bless 5 kids who should not have to suffer because of their parents' misdeeds. Please go to TheOfficerTatum.com, click on the Angel Tree banner, and be as generous as you can. Thank you. And again, happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with 1.9 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. This is your host, Brandon Tatum, and I have a special guest coming into the house tonight. The Sage from South Central L.A., born in South Central L.A., one of the greatest men to ever live. It's going to go down in history as my next guest being one of the greatest black men, black conservatives, conservatives in general who ever lived on planet Earth. One of the smartest men I know, a great man. Produced Uncle Tom. I was involved in Uncle Tom, one of the greatest documentaries. Y'all need to see it. My next guest that's coming on, and I'm so excited to have him, Larry Elder. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Brandon, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, so Larry, I got so much I want to talk to you about. Obviously, I want to say in front of the world that I definitely appreciate your blessing, allowing me to take this position on your show. The show that you retired from, and allowing me to go on and continue the legacy that you had here on this network and this station. But I got a question for you, Larry. I was talking about this in my last segment, and people have mixed emotions about this. So LeBron James, his son, took a white girl to prom. LeBron James took a white girl to the prom. But the thought process is that what do you think about interracial marriages? Do you think interracial marriages are something that is because of race, or do you think it's because of culture? What's your thoughts, Larry?
I don't really put a whole lot of thought into it. I think people choose people based upon whether or not they feel compatible, whether or not they feel they have the same kind of values they have. And today in our society, I don't think anybody cares. I'm in California, and I think 1 in every 5 marriage in California is considered to be an interracial marriage. They're increasing. I don't think anybody cares. Now, the LeBron James thing was interesting to me because, Brandon, when I look at some of the comments, many of them were vicious comments that came apparently from black people. Now, you don't know who wrote them. Could be somebody sitting in their shorts in their basement smoking a blunt. So it's hard to say exactly, you know, who wrote what. But some of the stuff appeared to come from black people. And I would think that black people should be the last people in the world to be criticizing somebody because of the choice of the person that they've chosen. I mean, isn't MLK tell us that you got to be talking about content of character rather than color of skin? I think, frankly, that a lot of people were upset for a couple of reasons. Number one, she was really, really, really pretty. And number two, most people can't afford a $326,000 Mercedes. But, you know, look, I think most people in the world couldn't have cared less. And we ought not let the deviant and the aberrant define the normal and the customary. You know, I remember when Hank Aaron was about ready to break Babe Ruth's record and he had all this hate mail. And he kept all of it. He talked about it for years. And I don't doubt that he got it. I don't doubt that it hurt his feelings. But most people couldn't have cared less. Most baseball fans couldn't have cared less. It was a minority of idiots that wrote those letters, and I'm sure an even smaller number now would have written them, having had some time to reflect over it. So who cares? I mean, did Kamala Harris and Ketanji Brown Jackson weigh in on this, both of whom have white spouses? I don't think anybody cares anymore, and if they do, it's their own sickness.
100%. I couldn't agree with you more, and the Gallup poll agrees as well. At 94% of people who were interviewed or polled said that they couldn't care less about the race of someone's skin. And it begs the question at the racism that we see in America. I think a lot of people point the finger at white supremacists, which I think there are white supremacists in the country, and of course some of them are probably the most vile racist people that we know. But I would argue, and I could be wrong, Larry, I want to hear from you. I think that from my background growing up in the black community, I feel as if black people come across more racist in many of these situations than white people do.
Well, this has been polled. The Rasmussen poll has done a couple of them over the years, and they've asked, Brandon, whites, blacks, Hispanics, and Asians, of these four groups, which is the most racist? Whites have said blacks are the most racist. Hispanics have said blacks are the most racist. Asian Americans said blacks are the most racist. Blacks said blacks are the most racist. Now, nobody said a majority of any group is racist, but of those who said this group is the most racist, each one said blacks more than anybody else, including blacks. And the Anti-Defamation League has for years taken surveys on the amount of anti-Semitism in the country, and blacks are 2.5 to 3 times more likely to be anti-Semitic than non-black Gentiles. So, you know, a lot of us need to look in the mirror here, and before we start yelling and screaming about white supremacy and white racism, we need to make sure that our own house is in order.
1,000%. This is one of the concepts that I think you and I agree on, and the reason why I love your commentary so much is that I feel like looking in the mirror is the most beneficial thing that any group of people can do, any American can do, any father, mother, whatever demographic you want to put yourself in. Looking in the mirror is the most invaluable asset to you becoming the best version of yourself and having an articulable argument if you are going to have one about issues that go on in the country. Larry, what do you think about these mass shootings? Because I saw that you put out a tweet, and I thought it was an amazing tweet, and I used it in my show about mass shootings and the misinterpretation, or at least the misunderstanding of who's more responsible. So can you mention or at least talk a little bit about the tweet that you put out that showed the race of people in the mass shootings and percentage and population?
Sure. Sure. It started, of course, because of what happened in Buffalo, the horrific shooting that was done by this white supremacist who put on this manifesto, I think, 2 days before he did the shooting spree about how much he hated black people. And Joe Biden went there, and that's fine. That's what the commander-in-chief is supposed to do. He's supposed to be the commiserator-in-chief. But he didn't go to Waukesha, Wisconsin, when that guy, black guy, got behind that SUV and plowed through all those white people at that Christmas parade. And 6 people were killed. He didn't go there, and the Biden administration put out a statement and said, well, we didn't go there because it would have required the use of a great deal of assets, their word, not mine. Well, required a great deal of assets to go to Buffalo. And the reason for Buffalo is because this is a white dude doing it, and that advances their narrative. When, in fact, if you look at who's doing mass shootings, mass killings, I say mass killings because Waukesha wasn't a shooting, it was a killing. As a percentage of the population, blacks are roughly 13%. Blacks commit about 17.5% of the mass shootings and mass killings. So blacks are overrepresented when it comes to mass shootings and mass killings. Whites at 63% of the population commit about 54% of these mass shootings, mass killings, so they are underrepresented. And the same thing is true, by the way, of hate crime. Blacks are overrepresented in hate crimes, and whites, compared to their percentage of the population, are underrepresented. But this does not fit the script. And so most people are unaware of this, and they assume that white people are running around, racist white people are running around mowing down black people. In fact, if you look at the homicides in this country, almost half of the homicide victims are black, around 7,000. I think the 2020 is 8,600, according to the New York Post. Almost all killed by other black people. It is rare for a white person to kill a black person. It is rare for a black person to kill a white person. But if you want to play that game, roughly there are about 750 black-white or white-black interracial homicides every year in recent years. 250 blacks are killed by whites. 500 whites are killed by blacks. So the percentage of black people killed by white people is about 2.9%. But we don't care about that. We don't care about what's going on in Chicago. We don't care about what's going on in New York and in L.A., where a disproportionate percentage of the black victims of homicide are black and brown, because it doesn't fit the script. It's just a lie that white racism remains a major peril in America. If anything, the percentage of white people who say they would never vote for a black person for president is now down to about 3 or 4% if they felt that person was qualified. The first time Gallup ever asked that question, Brandon, was in the 50s, and only 38% of white people said they would vote for a qualified black person for president. So it's a lie. America is the only majority white country that's ever elected and reelected a black person for president, and we're talking about racism more now than ever before. It's ridiculous.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's tiring. I had a caller just on a minute ago named James, and he said that one of the biggest issues that we're facing in the United States of America is to defeat Russia, and the second most dire issue is equality in this country. And I could not disagree with him more, because there's a difference between equality and equity. I think he meant he wanted more equity in this country, and I feel like that equality is already accomplished. You have an equal opportunity to do your best. You can't control if your parents were drug dealers or drug users. You can't control if you were born into poverty, but you can't control what you do every single day, 24 hours in a day that you get. You can control if you're making positive decisions in that day or you're making negative decisions in that day.
Absolutely. And the reason, in my opinion, that you and I, black conservatives, get so much grief on social media is because when you tell people that, no, nobody's holding you back, you then have to deal with the ugly, awful truth of looking into the mirror and saying, if I'm unhappy, if I'm unsuccessful, if I didn't get what I want, it's because of things I did or didn't do, and I cannot blame anybody else. And that's a cold, hard place to be.
Yeah, Larry, can you join me for one more segment?
I
want to hear from you. I mean, you have such a great insight. This is where I get a lot of my knowledge from, ladies and gentlemen, and I know a lot of you guys have over several years that Larry has been in this very spot. So you're listening to the Brandon Tatum Show. Y'all hold the phone. Catch you after the break.
The Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, I truly am amazed at this product. And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-week Quick Start Kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
This December, Total Wine & More has super exciting ways to get some of your favorites at the lowest prices possible. These deals are so amazing, we should probably just call it Deal-cember. Absolut Vodka is $9.99, Jameson is only $14.99, and Malibu Coconut Rum is only $7.99 when you buy two bottles. It's Deal-cember at Total Wine & More, where you'll find what you love and love what you find, only at your Total Wine & More.
Prices effective on 750 ml only now through December 31st. Drink responsibly, B21.
Stop overpaying for wireless. There is a better way. Pure Talk saves the average family about $1,000 a year on the most dependable 5G network in the U.S. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of high-speed data for just $30 a month. If you're ready to cut your wireless bill in half, dial #250 and say keyword spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say spend less, and make the switch to Pure Talk today.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
This is the best of the Officer Tatum Show.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. I got Larry Elder on the line. If you're calling in, you got to hold the phone because I'm going to finish up talking to the GOAT, Larry Elder, and then I'll bring you guys in a little later in the show. Larry Elder, you ran for governor of California. I want you to walk us through that experience. You know, I feel like if you were the most qualified person, California would have been so blessed to have you to run that state, to get that state back in order. But you received a lot of backlash, you know, some from the haters, from the leftists, calling you a black white supremacist or something of that nature. Can you explain to the audience just a little bit, like, what was your experience and will you be interested in running again or for something, a greater position?
Well, I think a lot of voters now have voted for Morris Brandon. I think a lot of people now wish they had voted for me because since then the crime has gone up, the homelessness has gotten worse, the rate at which people are leaving California has picked up, the schools haven't gotten any better. So I think a whole lot of people now regret that they didn't vote for me. It was a wonderful experience. I wouldn't have traded it for the world. The reason I did it is because it was a recall election. You know, a Republican has not won statewide here in California in 20 years. So a one-against-one race is almost impossible to win. But this was a recall. So if a majority of Californians had agreed to recall Gavin Newsom and they did not, whoever got the most votes on the replacement side would have won. And I got 3.5 million votes on the replacement side, more than virtually all the other 46 rivals combined. I raised $22 million in about 7.5 weeks. That was more than the Republican rivals raised combined. But yeah, you're right. I was attacked. I was attacked primarily by papers like the LA Times and the Sacramento Bee. One of the writers for the LA Times, who's black, referred to me as, quote, the black face of white supremacy. You've been warned was the headline. A Latina for the LA Times called my views white supremacist. And one of them quoted a state senator in California as saying, if Larry Elder becomes governor of California, we'll go back to Jim Crow. What is it I said, friend? my parents both experienced Jim Crow. My mother's from Alabama. My dad is from Georgia. I know about Jim Crow. What the hell is I'm going to do to bring back Jim Crow? I mean, that's the kind of insanity that I had to deal with. But as to running again against him in November, I'm not going to do that because the electoral math is almost impossible to overcome. We're outnumbered. We, meaning Republicans, are outnumbered in California 3-1. And when Arnold Schwarzenegger recalled the first time that a governor was recalled, that was in 2003. Since then, there are now 5% more registered Democrats, 50% more registered independents, and independents in California vote Democrat, and 33% fewer registered Republicans. A whole lot of people have left California in the last couple of years, Brandon, something like 300,000, and many of them Republicans, and they've taken their votes with them. So right now what I'm doing is I've got a political action committee called ElderForAmerica.com where I'm raising money to campaign for school choice, campaign to get rid of these soft-run crime DAs, to campaign against critical race theory, and for programs to strengthen families because that's the number one domestic problem in America, the large number of kids, particularly black kids, who enter the world without a father married to the mother. And the other thing I'm doing, and I'm doing a daily one-hour live TV show for Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H Times. It's on Monday through Thursday. It comes on from 2 p.m. until 3 p.m. Our time. And so anybody can go online and check it out. It's for free until 20 minutes, and then you have to switch over to Epoch Times, which is, I think, about $9 a month to subscribe to all the programming for Epoch Times. So that's what I'm doing right now. And I'm traveling around the country campaigning for some of the Republicans in very important districts so we can take back the House and take back the Senate.
Well, I love that, Larry. I love that you are out still grinding, man. I mean, you've been doing this for a while, but you still have the American spirit in you, helping out other people, you know, giving other people opportunities, giving people like me hope. And I hope that you guys that are listening will go out and support Larry Elder, elderforamerica.com. You could go on and help out the mission that Larry Elder has put into place. Larry Elder on Twitter. Y'all should go out and support. I mean, Larry Elder, you have been such an inspiration to myself. Candace talks about you all the time. You know, her and I started Blexit together. I was so proud to be in Uncle Tom, the documentary. I thought it made such an incredible impact. I have one more question for you, because you had mentioned that people had came out against you, and there were black people or people who are saying that they're black and they love black people, and they come out against you and say that you are a white supremacist and all of these crazy things. Larry, why do you believe that black people are the most critical of black conservative men like you and I?
They swallow the line. They swallow the line that's been pushed by the Democratic Party. The Republican Party is racist, and anybody who supports the Republican Party, therefore, is racist if he's white, is an Uncle Tom if he's black. They've drunk the Kool-Aid. That's what's happened. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, people like Bill Clinton, and I would say Barack Obama did a great deal of damage. This is a man who got a higher percentage of the white vote than John Kerry. And here he is coming into the White House saying that the Cambridge police acted stupidly. Racism is in America's DNA. We have our own problems with a place called Ferguson when Ferguson was a lie. Michael Brown did not say don't shoot, did not say his hands are up. So in my opinion, people like Barack Obama and Eric Holder did a great deal of damage because these are people who are respected. They're well-educated. They're articulate. They're not blowhards like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. And so when those guys say that racism remains a major problem in America, it convinces a lot of people that it is. When, in fact, they never could have been successful as they are if, in fact, racism were a major problem in America. It's never been less significant. Racism has never been a less important factor in success in American life than today, but we're talking more about it than ever before because the Democrats know in order to make sure 13% of the electorate, that's blacks, and the guilty white people, in order to get that vote, they've got to keep talking about how much racism there is in America. It's a fraud and it's a scam.
Larry, I got one more thing for you. I think I got a little bit of time. Do you believe that there's hope? We got 2 minutes. Do you believe that there's hope for change? Because I'm not going to lie, Larry, I get discouraged at times thinking of when I go on these black blogs and I see all of the great things that black conservatives are doing, people like Thomas Sowell, yourself, the books that are written, and we get so much criticism. I wonder, is there hope to change a good majority or at least a fraction of the demographic of black voters in America?
Well, first of all, let me just say real quickly, Uncle Tom 2 comes out on June 19th, and we're going to continue the effort to open up people's eyes about that. Yeah, I think there is hope. I think ultimately the truth wins. I believe if the captain of the Titanic had known the iceberg was ahead, he would have taken evasive action. It's right. Your job, it's my job to tell people, iceberg ahead, let's take evasive action. And again, the number one problem in America for black people is not systemic racism, it's not institutional racism, it's not inherent racism. It is the large number, 70% of black kids who enter the world without a father married to the mother. That is the number one problem in America, and you have to explain why we've gone from 25% a black kid in the world in 1955 out of wedlock to 70% today. You cannot blame that on slavery, on Jim Crow, or, dare I say, on Donald Trump.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The sage from South Central, Larry Elder. I just cannot say enough great things about you, Larry. Thank you so much for all of the blessings that you've, you know, put in my life. You know, the conversation that you and I had the other night at that hotel, and you kept it 100 with me. You kept me straight, and it really made me a better man. So I can't thank you enough, Larry. God bless you. Thank you for coming on my show and blessing us with your presence. Hopefully we'll talk soon.
Well, God bless you, Brandon. Thank you so much for the kind words. I appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it, the sage from South Central. Go on to elderforamerica.com. Follow him on Twitter. His Twitter is on fire, larryelder.com. And also Uncle Tom 2 is coming out. You don't want to miss it. Epic Times as well. Podcast is on Epic Times. Follow Larry Elder. You listen to The Officer Tatum Show.
Brandon Tatum. The left ain't seen nothing yet.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is the best of the Officer Tatum Show.
My ops are trying to plot, but they will never win. And I'm behind the cross, so you will never find me. I'm on a mountaintop, I'm 20 steps ahead of them. You fixing all your phonies, you could get behind me.
Brandon Tatum. The left ain't seen nothing yet. Now trying to be a friend,
I'm a game changer. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Tell them haters to get behind you. Tell them devils to get behind you. You got the power of God behind you. I got so many callers calling in, but I'm finna break the guy's arm back there. I'm finna tell y'all the number again, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. He better get some Icy Hot or something back there, because his arm is going to fall off with all these callers. So I appreciate y'all calling in, man. I love y'all. I'm going to go with Mike from Seattle. Mike from Seattle, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Thank you, and welcome aboard. When I first heard your name, I thought of the famous pianist Art Tatum. Does that ring a bell?
No, it doesn't, but it probably should.
He's very early. He jazzed Tickle the Ivory and the Ebony, like just lickety-split quick, just up there in the category of virtuoso.
Awesome,
so
awesome.
You check out Art Tatum, and then have you heard of Clifford Brown?
No.
He died on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and he was a virtuoso trumpet player, black, and he died, I think, young. And then they wrote a song about him, I Remember Clifford. And
years later, somebody
put words to it, and it goes, I know you'll never be forgotten, you were a king uncrowned. I know I'll always remember the warmth of your sound, lingering long, I'm sure you're still around.
That is awesome. Those are two people that I need to remember, and I'm going to look them up as soon as we get out.
I remember Clifford, and I'll be tuning in. You're doing fabulous. Thank you.
All right, love you, Mike. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in from Seattle. Next caller, Rodney from Pittsburgh. Rodney, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Hey, I'm just saying, I hate to hear Joe Biden use words like, you know, systemic racism, you know, white supremacy, because his best friend was a white supremacist. I mean, he's a hypocrite and a racist. So, I mean, it's so sickening. And no one ever calls him on it. No one ever calls him on it. You know? But I love your show. I only listen to you for a couple hours tonight, and I'll listen to you forever.
I appreciate it, Rodney. Thanks so much for the call. Yeah, y'all didn't know Joe Biden did the eulogy of Robert Byrd, who was a Klan's member. I don't care what nobody say. Now, I know that Robert Byrd denounced the Klan at the time in which, you know, before he died. I think he obviously years before he died, but as you know, at the time of his death, he wasn't supporting the Klan. But if he was a Republican, if that was Donald Trump doing a eulogy of a former Klan's member, they wouldn't stop talking about it. Stan from Arlington, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
I'm glad to be on this show. I'm glad you are on or hosting this show, and I appreciate it. I live in Arlington, and I voted for Trump twice. I just got back from Austin, went to the rally down there, had a great time, met some great people.
Wow.
I'm energized. I'm going to get more involved in my local school board and city council. Now,
good.
Having said that, I do have an issue with when you talk about January 6th. Now, I'm just going to tell you what I saw on the videotape January 6th from my couch in my house. I saw individuals who were disrespectful to the Capitol Police. I saw individuals who were pushing down barriers. I saw individuals who were storming the Capitol, climbing up on the walls, acting a fool. No different in some respects to individuals in Portland and other inner cities who were protesting about George Floyd. So we got to call it like we see it. I saw thugs out there on January 6th with my eyes acting a fool. And not everybody was doing that. Most people were doing that. But you had a handful who were acting a fool and weren't acting responsible and were acting like thugs. That's what I saw.
Stan, I do not disagree with you. I agree with you 1,000%. That's why me and my wife didn't go out there, because I know I'm not going to go down there and be disrespectful to the Capitol Police. I do think that there's a slight difference. However, I agree with you. You cannot expect to go down and challenge the Capitol Police and storm the Capitol and think nothing is going to happen. Nobody should be able to storm the Capitol. That's just my opinion on that.
Right.
I think that they exaggerated their approach and called it an insurrection and all of the above. I honestly believe that the people who were down there, who was fighting the police, should be held accountable. But they should not go so far as calling it an insurrection if they're not going to call all the other incidents that we've seen, BLM and others. They were not going to call those insurrections as well. Stan, thank you for the call. I really appreciate you calling in from Arlington, Texas. I grew up in Fort Worth, Texas. You listen to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm Brandon Tatum, your host. Catch me after the break.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Get behind me. Get behind me. I ain't playing games with you. Get behind me. This ain't no game. All you phony Christian rappers, get behind me. A bunch of phonies scared to say it. You can get behind me. You can get behind me.
We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, I truly am amazed at this product. And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start Kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kathy Lee Gifford, and I've been around a long time. Every one of us, as we age, realizes that things are changing in our bodies, in the world around us. Lots of times I don't like what's happening, so what can I do about it? Well, the one thing we can do is pray, right? The other thing we can do is take better care of ourselves. I do that by taking Balance of Nature, because I'm not really good at nutrition. I'm too busy, I'm on the run, and I don't eat enough vegetables, and I certainly don't eat enough fruit. And when I take Balance of Nature, I can feel good that I've done something for myself that I can actually control. So take control. Get Balance of Nature.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order with free shipping and our money back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Happy holidays from our home helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is the best of the Officer Tatum Show.
Thank you.
Tatum. The left ain't seen nothing yet.
You've known in your gut something just wasn't right about the 2020 election. Well, you're right, and here's the proof that you've been waiting on. In Dinesh D'Souza's explosive new documentary, 2000 Mules, executively produced by Salem Media Group, you'll see jaw-dropping evidence that explains how the Democrats pulled off the biggest heist in American history. Drawing on meticulous research from the election integrity group, True the Vote, 2000 Mules used both cell phone geo-tracking data and video evidence to uncover a massive network of illegal ballot trafficking in all five key swing states. Enough election fraud to change the outcome of the 2020 election. Thousands across the country, including myself, saw the release of 2000 Mules. Now you can watch it from the comfort of your own home. Watch it on a device with a web browser. Gather your friends, your family, and skeptics alike, but don't miss it. Go to salemnow.com. Watch it today. See the movie that President Trump called a blockbuster. Go to salemnow.com. Watch it today. That's salemnow.com, executively produced by Salem Media Group. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it was Mike in Arlington, potentially, that wanted that song, and it's such a beautiful song. I told him I'll look up both gentlemen that he mentioned. That was one of them, Clifford Brown. I want to, you know, for the most part, I mean, I think we could finish the show with the callers. There's so many people calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243, if you want to call in and get your voice on the radio, heard by me. I want to bring in Ron from Atlanta, Georgia. Ron, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Yeah, well, I tell you, you have a great voice, man. You have a great last name, and I'm glad that caller kind of gave you a little knowledge about that jazz player, Tatum, because he's a jazz giant. So who knows? You may have some of him in your blood, but he's a jazz giant. But I just want to say, you say you'd like to have someone maybe disagree with you. I don't know enough about you to disagree with you because I was just going to the station. However, for anybody to be a big supporter of Trump, I think we can probably find a lot to disagree with. But when you had a senior, yeah, I do, I believe that, you had a senior citizen talking about crime in Texas. Well, I tell you, I think y'all connected it very well as far as the man, the family that's not intact. That have something to do with it. But what we're seeing today is displacement and council persons who are allowing their communities to be gentrified, and is really putting a new idea of what residential housing is all about. And they don't have much for it because they have these shared rentals, and these shared rentals is turning residential housing upside down. So you have young people and parents who have no place to live because you have in these residential houses using as hotels and vacation homes, and black communities are being gentrified because it's something that's close to the city with a lot of amenities, and they basically are being ran out of their communities because it's not pricing for residential, it's pricing for hotels and for people to come and use their transportation systems. So that's
Ron, do you think that's exclusively because these people are black, or you think that's a poverty issue or a financial issue?
Well, it's financial, but when you look at historically who's on the bottom of the economic gap as far as a race in our country, these are black communities who have historically not been treated fairly and truly represented, and they are the ones who fought for transportation and libraries and highways, and they live in these cities, but now they're being targeted, and people are coming in and getting loans from the bank. And they're being left with no place to go. And you actually have children and that's in a family that's 15, 13, and the parents have no place to move because they can't afford nowhere except maybe go back to the country. So,
I don't think I disagree with you. I think it is a problem. I really would wish that more black people who are financially stable, people who have great money to invest, that they would continue to invest back into these poor black areas so that black people would not feel the effects of what you would consider gentrification. Also, you know, we see things like Black Lives Matter. They go out and spend, you know, millions of dollars on mansions in white communities. It would be good. I think they would get less pushback if those, that money that was spent in a black community. So I think we're on the same page, Ron. Thank you for calling.
We don't need people who invest in the community and bring these instruments like shared rentals and make a lot of money that rip our communities off. But I think we will have something shared. I'm going to lock you in and tune in to you on a regular basis. All right.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you for calling. God bless you. I think that we have to teach entrepreneurship within the inner city and the black community, in my opinion. I feel like that if there's a profit margin with doing things like what they would consider gentrification, it's capitalism. And if more inner city people or black folks would have the knowledge and financial education, they could be making money in their own communities and coordinate the price. Now, you know that people want to make money. So I don't think that if black people own some of these shared residences and different things of that nature, that they would, you know, drop the price because they're in a black community. I understand where the call is coming from. Ron is 100% right. I mean, there's a lot of issues that go on in an inner city that create situations of poverty, and people are struggling. I don't think that has anything to do with, or that should have anything to do with, a person being violent. I remember growing up and some of my family members were poor, roaches crawling all around the house, but, you know, they're not out committing crimes and being violent. That's just the way they lived. And the point in which you want to change those things is you make better decisions, raise the next generation of people who can help make a difference in the inner city communities. But I do not agree or do not disagree with Ron. We got a whole bunch of callers. I'm going to get them in the next segment. So if you want to call in, dial 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope. They always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See? It's right here.
Whoa. That's a low price. I mean, whoa. That's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at besthotgrill.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.
Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.work and use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job postings.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
This is the best of the Officer Tatum Show. Brandon Tatum, the left ain't seen nothing yet.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. That's another Tatum right there playing that piano so well. Bring tears to my eyes. But Mike Liddell and MyPillow are having a buy one, get one extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now is the time to join millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegant MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use promo code Tatum or call 1-800-858-0263. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 800-858-0263 or go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Tatum. Thanks. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Tatum. Thank you all for listening to me through all of that. Anyway, I got one more call. I'm going to get a call in. I only got 2 minutes, so if you come in, you got to make it quick. Rose from Sacramento, California, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hi, Mr. Tatum. It's so good to speak with you. You know, at a time when there's chaos all over the world, you are shining. You are truly an ambassador of God. You know, the U.S. is so divided with lawlessness. We're in a global war, evil against good. It's time to pray without ceasing. We need the power of God. And I hear you say that, and I am so grateful. You may lead this country back to being a Judeo-Christian nation. That's it.
Oh, I love that, Rose. Thank you so much for the call. What a wonderful word to end this show. God is in control. The only way that we are going to get in a position that we want to be in, the only way we're going to see peace, the only way we're going to see joy, the only way we're going to get to be a nation that forgives other people is that we follow the Christian values, in my opinion. If you're not a Christian, that's fine. I still love you anyway. However, I believe that this is a Christian nation founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and y'all will understand this if you listen to me long enough, that God is the most important thing that you can have in your life. And if you have God, it don't matter who's against you, it don't matter what you're up against, you can overcome it. Adversity is just God giving you a test so that you can become a better version of yourself. So God bless you guys. I will see you back here tomorrow. You can hear me back here tomorrow. I'm here to stay. This is the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. I'll be back on duty tomorrow.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.